fourth parak of Kedushin, seventh Mishnah. But Lezim and Yaakov Vayimeh. Yisrael Shinosa Giyayriz Bitek Sherei LeKahuna. Here we see the opinions that hold that if Yisrael married a Giyayriz, the daughter is Kasha LeKahuna. Ger Shinosa Bas Yisrael Bitek Sherei LeKahuna. As long as one of the parents was not a Ger, then the child is Kasha LeKahuna, which is the way we pass it. Av Ger Shinosa Giyayriz Bitek Sherei LeKahuna. Over here, like we mentioned before, if both parents were gerim, then that he holds is completely psul kuna. We hold lachachilah they shouldn't marry. Echad ger ve'echad avod meshuchra. Whether the parent or one of the parents is a ger or eved that was redeemed, eved kanani that was redeemed, filah the sarah doyus. You know, if all the children were offspring of gerim, and there was no non gerim involved in the family, then the offspring are psul lakuna according to this opinion. Achia imoy mi Yisrael. As long as the mother is from Yisrael. Yeah, so it means one of the parents, the mother or the father. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Av Ger Shenosa Giyaris Bitek Sherei LeKahuna. Rabbi Yossi is more lenient and he says that either both parents are Geirim, as long as the daughter herself is not a Giyaris, she's Sherei LeKahuna. A Giyaris herself cannot marry a Kohen, but she's the offspring of two gerim, she can. And like we said before, b'di'eved, if the marriage took place, we don't force them to get divorced, but lachatchila we do not have them marry one another.